So at that point, you decided I'm going to fight, not just for myself.
Well, I think at that point, I realized, wow, I really do have the option to say no here. I can, not only do I have the legal right, but I actually have, I can do this. I can say no to this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that's when it became very clear to me.
So was he shocked when you just didn't say yes to the divorce?
Well, again, I thought I knew him better than I did.
Yeah.
But I think he was. I think he was when we were in court the first time. I think he was very shocked because I think he expected me to come in. This is only my perception. So we can only rely on our own perceptions. I think he thought that once he put this complaint in, which had a bunch of, you know, lies in it, that I would come in with my own. I'd be hopping mad, and I'd come in with my own, and I'd say, this is a pack of lies. Here's my complaint, because you're the one that's committing adultery, X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And I didn't do that. I just said no. I just came in and denied everything and said, no, we're not going to have a divorce here. I don't think we're going to have a divorce here. We need to slow down. And I think that's another thing that No Fault does not give us the opportunity to do. Everybody thinks, okay, somebody files this paper, somebody walks out, and that's the end of the story. It's inevitable, done deal,
right.
Let's all move on to the next, you know.
Yeah, the negotiation's about money. And, like, normally if you're in that divorce, you're going to hear, well, she's going to, you know, try for this. You get the house, but she's going to get the summer place, whatever it happens to be. But the negotiation normally is money and who gets to see the kids and, you know, afterwards, is it Christmas or whatever. It's never about, no, we're going to get back together and we're going to make this work, which, again, was the thing as I'm reading your article. It is something, and I'm honest to God, I was like, I've never thought of it this way. I never, and it made me go back to think, well, why do we stand in churches in front of our neighbors and relatives like liars and say this thing that we really don't believe? I mean, you're one of the few people who said, no, I'm going to go back to this oath and do something about it. So even your lawyer, his lawyer, the judge, they're all kind of thinking, what the hell is she talking about?
Well, yes. I think my lawyer, he was very supportive of me.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to tell me, you know, how it usually went down.
Right.
And that this is not the usual way. And most of the time, the courts, the judges, they just want to get it off their dockets. And they're not like, they don't see this. He said, divorce is about money, because that's how the perception had become. And also, I think because people didn't think that they really had the option, they never stopped to think, I've really got this option to say no. And there's only one state that they had that option in. Until, you know, a few weeks ago when the law changed. Even when I went into court, the judges were saying, you know, let's keep moving the financial papers. Let's keep moving that paper. Let's keep that going. And my lawyer would say, let's go back to square one here, because if we don't have a divorce, we don't need to be moving that financial paper. There's not going to be a split of the house and all that kind of stuff. Let's just slow down here and stop. And that was even difficult for the judges to understand. And I would come out sometimes and say to my lawyer, why is this all continuing? Why are we spending this needless money? Because we need to get to square one first, and we need to talk about what's happening. Are we getting divorced or not? And then also, I think, too, the other thing, and you did mention the child custody situation. And even that, there were some questions, I don't want to go into them right now, that needed to be dealt with first.
Right.
Priority is, are we going to have a divorce? Is the system going to allow us to perhaps at least have some space and some time to slow things down? And let's take care of whatever we need to take care of with regard to the children, because they ought to be the priority. And we ought to be settling those matters before we even, you know, look at tax returns.
Right. But, you know, I've had friends, and mainly from the male point of view, that the lawyer would say, well, go after, say that you need the baby for Christmases, and then you'll negotiate back, and maybe you'll make off a little better in the settlement. Alimony, you'll go, okay, I'll give you Christmases. So whether you like it or not, the kids are kind of considered part of the assets. They're part of the chess game as you're breaking up this marriage.
You were absolutely right. And that is one place that I did not go either. I don't want to go into the specifics, but that was one place that I didn't want to go. The kids are over here. We talk about them. We talk about, how we're going to parent them and everything. And that is absolutely not going to happen while we discuss money.
While all this stuff is going on, how much time is passing?
It's hard to say how much time is passing. Years.
But why this is happening, you're not getting any alimony, you're living at the house, but you...
Well, there is a provision for, he was paying some bills when he first left, and then I did go to court and I asked for a temporary award of alimony and child support.
Right.
So that would actually be something that the court decided that would be temporarily in place while we were continuing to discuss the other issues.
But you're not moving on with your life. You're not dating. You're not meeting people. I mean, you've got your life on hold waiting for something to happen.
Well, I'm not quite sure what you mean by moving on with your life. I mean, I think part of it is, or part of what was going on, and I'm not sure what year you're talking about, is just my initially coming out of shock.
Right.
Because I really think, and a therapist said this to me one time, years later, she said, you were actually in shock.
Sure.
No, you were in shock. And I was like, whoa. Yeah, I thought so, but I wasn't really sure. So you're dealing with that. You're dealing with the fact that I'm now a single parent,
mm-hmm.
okay, and basically, in charge of. I was a stay-at-home mom for a few years, or for several years, anyway, but completely, had the kids. I had a couple of operations in the interim years that sort of slowed things down, put things on hold. And as a single mother, I still had the kids to deal with and get them to school and deal with the snow and the house and everything else. So, all of that's going on while you're trying to get your strength back, while you're just trying to what's going on here and adjust. And also just adjust to the kids are gone every other weekend and whoa, does your life completely changes. You're not going out as a couple anymore. You're not having those situations where you have dates with other couples, so to speak, because you don't see people as couples anymore and you don't really have a life with other single women. So you're just going through a lot of those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in a way that is moving on with your life. But within the context of my still wanting to repair the marriage, if it was possible.
Mm-hmm. You never stopped thinking that it could be.
At some point, obviously, I did. At some point, I thought, well, this isn't going to happen. But, I didn't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you at what point. At some point, too, I think it became about me standing up for myself. It became about me standing up to these claims against me that weren't true, that proved not to be true, that a judge found not to be true. At some point, it also was about giving a voice to other women, because I would, occasionally a bill would be late or something like that, and I would literally call, and I'd get like somebody from the phone company, and I'd tell her what was going on, and she'd say, "Honey, why do you think I'm working two jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think I've got my kids too?" And I started to see so many single mothers who were working very hard, who would say to me, "I'm so glad you're standing up. I'm so glad that maybe you can give a voice that I wasn't able to do because I didn't have the money and the time." So it became very, it was a personal struggle for me, and but it also became something bigger than that.
Did you ever have like normal conversations with him that he would say to you, "Here's what I'm doing"? That wasn't done through the courts, where he was saying, "Here's why I want to go in a different direction," or "You guys stop talking," unless it was formal.
Every once in a while, we would have something, a discussion, and I don't want to get into specifics, but I would think maybe that was a way that we were possibly going to come back together, or there was an opening of a dialogue with a person that I thought I knew, and then things would change, and then all of a sudden the lawyers would take over again. So it changed. You know, we did have some discussions where the children were concerned. You know, I would say it was more often about things like that.
And what did he say to the kids all during this? Did he say, this is why daddy's gone, or you guys just acted like none of that was happening in front of the kids?
You know, I don't really know
exactly.
I don't think I want to go into what, you know, he said.
Right.
You know.
But he definitely never changed his mind about, I want a divorce. Not only did he not want to work on it, but he didn't act like separation was just fine. He needed a divorce. He wanted to be with somebody else.
I think, I guess so. I mean,
yeah.
Yes. I mean, he never said, oh, okay, I'm going to come back, or I think I'm, no, mm-hmm. no, that did not happen.
So the simple thing is, why wouldn't you just say to him, go ahead, I'm going to give you the divorce, best of luck to you, I'm now going to go out and find somebody else that I hope is the one. I mean, just like 99.9% of the rest of us do, why couldn't you just say, all right, this is done, next?
Well, I think I eventually did. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, maybe it took me longer to get to that point than people think.